guilty party step forward. I try to shut my brain off. What if we get caught? But Edita does not check us. The next morning, she walks swiftly out of her room without looking at anyone. Nothing is reported to the SS, and no one investigates because she doesn't tell anyone. She has learned her lesson. She stops berating the scribes and starts to act with a little shred of humanity toward her imprisoner. Dink is on the outside basket and leans against the desk and throws us a piece of sausage and some bread. Out of the corner of my eye, I see an SS man riding by on his bicycle. I swear that he's seen us, but we do not pause, look guilty, or do anything that will arouse more suspicion.
Instead of arouse, what else could that word be?
Arouse?
Good.
We bury the food deep in the clothes and walk back to the laundry as quickly as possible. The whole way back, we think that the SS man is going to come and catch us, and then we'll be done for. We are jumping and irritable. Our nerves...
Instead of... Okay, try that word one more time.
Irritable?
Mm-hmm.
Our nerves frayed with fear. First there is joy of having extra food, then there is the possibility of the food sending us back to Berkeley or worse. We would gladly give up the meal and avoid that end. We hide the food as soon as we enter the block stairwell, and sure enough, the baskets are checked thoroughly. But no one accuses us.
Did that make sense? Give her a chance to figure it out.
But no one accuses us of anything. After roll call, I sneak back to the hiding place and share the sausage and bread with a few other girls. It doesn't taste as good as it did before. Our fear has flavored it differently. The next morning, one of the Poles who delivers our tea whispers to me, "Bastu Arksta just got 25 lashes for stealing a sausage for one of you girls." I try not to show alarm. I'm glad he gave me the information because I can prevent the story from spreading and getting us in trouble. I also know that Sasu has not given up our names.
Sasu.
To the SS officer who caught him.